You're listening to the audio production of Winning Now, Winning Later, How Companies Can Succeed in the Short Term While Investing for the Long Term by David M. Cote, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com.
To my big, raucous family with a variety of strong personalities, starting with my mama, 86 and going strong, and my dad, deceased long ago. To my two sons, Ryan and John, their wives, Heather and Christelle, and eight grandkids, Hannah Banana, Xavier X-Man, Samantha, Matthew, Robert Skeeter, Adeline, Addie Lion, Jacob, and Kaya Gator, who make generation continuance so much fun. To my son Ryan, in particular, for so scaring me with his pending birth that it provided the kick in the ass I needed to start a career. To my loving and wonderful wife Maureen, who encouraged me for years to write a book and knows how to do everything. That's not a joke. Introduction. If you run a team or an organization of any size, you face a seemingly intractable dilemma each day. Should you focus on making the numbers, often at the expense of the company's future health, or should you prioritize longer-term strategies, your quarterly or annual performance be damned? Most corporate managers and executives choose the first option, running businesses quarter to quarter to the detriment of long-term performance. Leaders might value broader objectives like sustainability, competitiveness, and growth, and wax eloquent about their commitment to these long-term goals. But when called upon to allocate scarce resources, they focus on the current year's plan and do what it takes to meet their numbers. In their view, they have no choice. Their job depends on pleasing bosses and shareholders today, not tomorrow. The notion that there is no way to pursue long- and short-term goals at the same time, and therefore leaders have no choice but to embrace short-termism, is one of the most pernicious beliefs circulating in business today. A McKinsey study found that firms that followed long-term strategies amassed $7 billion more in market capitalization between 2001 and 2014, and generated 47% more revenue growth and 36% more earnings growth on average than companies that took a shorter-term approach. Nevertheless, as one 2014 study found, two-thirds of executives and directors reported that pressure for short-term results had increased over the previous 5 years. Short-termism has become so rampant that influential leaders are speaking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?